Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. Like blog talk on sports with this one. Yeah. It's like blog talk is doing blog talk, waiting on this music to come up and show to get started. You know, everything is starting off with the usual fanfare of blog talk radio show. So I guess we don't have to kick this off in this here fashion. You know,
what you want to do? What you want to do? Host?
Yeah, I host. You can talk with you if you want to.
Well, when I was trying to get to the studio, I was having some problems getting in, so I don't know what was going on with that. But we're going to get into some of this Jay Dirty right now. This is for my dogs. Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're gonna do that then.
Yeah, yeah. I see my dogs on the block, I salute you. Yes, you's a soldier. Yes, you's a trooper. I'm trying to get this money, I'm trying to get us paid. So when the money comes and I can get my dog straight, just be patient with me, homie. Just keep waiting on me, homie. And I promise one day we all gonna be off the block, homie. We'll be dining in the mansion. Can you imagine? Everything fancy. Two models daily, dancing, stripping on the pole with no panties. I'm having big dreams for my dogs and my family. I'ma get us right, dog. Just keep your head up. Everything will be good when I get my bread up. Yeah, I know you fed up, the stress is taking its toll. I know you in hard times, your rent running low. But look, I just want you to know, I know life knocked you down, but I'ma pick you up off the floor.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, don't you worry about a thing. Everything gonna be changed when you get up out the chain gang. When you come home, I hope I have some cash for you. Man, you my dog, so you know I'm gonna spoil you. If I give it to you, you ain't gotta pay me back. Cause you know if I got it, then you got it like that. I'm just being real, man, you know we family. Just to be honest with you, you're like my second family. Yes, indeed, sip your liquor, smoke your weed. I'm plotting on the plan so we all can live free. Sight on one go, gotta get my paper right. Cause I've been thinking lately, what if I die tonight? I wanna rest in peace when I'm gone, pressure's on me. I do this here for my family and my homies. Just remember me when I'm gone. We'll all meet again at the gates of heaven when we gone.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, man, I know you're going through certain trials and tribulations in your life, but you gotta keep your head up, dog. When I get right, we all get right, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going through some shit, man, but just imagine us eating in a mansion, you know, doing all the things we planned on doing when we was getting older, you know, the dreams we had. I'ma get us, I'ma fulfill them dreams for us, man, when I make you, just remember that.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio today, but as they say, man, you know, I don't know how to live with my
body. You know how it is over here.
Yeah, you know, mistakes happen, though. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it together. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to be up and running, you know, with machine precision, as they say. You know?
Yeah.
And, hey, if nothing went wrong the first show, I would be scared the second show. So, you know, we here. You know what I'm saying? I guess we're going to kick this off. You know what I'm saying? It's uncut and raw as a... explicit content will always be. You know, we had a couple of guests lined up, but they won't be here because they tried to show up with excuses about why their cash wasn't ready. And we don't play that.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, this is business. You know?
Yeah.
You know? No
idea. Well, you know.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. But you know, the show goes on. You know, because I can talk for 30 minutes. You know, I got a whole lot to say. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, I mean, you know, we got a little music here from a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, from previous shows who, you know, showed a little loyalty to the guy, Heyru, and, you know, Tweety B. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to spread a few of their tracks throughout the show. But, you know, business is business. Everything else is bullshit. That's it. How you doing today, lady?
I'm doing good. Everything is, you know how it is when you're rushing, trying to do stuff, adrenaline going. But other than that, I'm good. I'm excited about the show kicking off, and I want to say a salute to you. Shout out to you for your first show, and I'm enjoying it this far, so I'm ready for some explicit content.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to have some explicit content, man. You know what I'm saying, but I can't push forward without commenting on the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the coward took his life in prison, man, after holding the three girls hostage for, you know, a good portion of their life. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't ride out a couple of years so he could experience what an eye for eye is like. But, you know, I wasn't going to spend but 10, 15 seconds like commenting on that and, you know, goodbye, good riddance in these ways. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, so, I mean, it's like this shit here, man, finna be funky and finna be ugly over here. Because, you know, the guy not taking no prisoners. You know, I mean, we're going to be talking about some different things. You know, we're going to talk about a little sex. We're going to talk about a little life. We're going to talk about some grown man shit. We're going to talk about some regular human being shit. You know, we're going to do some talking. We're going to do some music. We're going to do some interviews. Gonna try to keep things moving forward. You know what I'm saying? It's like anybody that don't know me or want to peek into my mind can check me out over there on Tumblr. You know what I'm saying? At the God-... Hey Roo. You know what I'm saying? And you know, take a walk through what I'm thinking, what I'm talking about. You know, but kind of music we got over there, lady?
We got some of this Trey Deuce. Big Verb had scheduled an interview for Trey Deuce and some things that came up, and he didn't get a chance to come on the show, so I did have his music over here. We can get into some of that right now if you want to do that.
Yeah, man, we'll slide one of his tracks through there, man, because we try to, you know, try to stay firm with our obligations over here on Tweety Bird Central.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do that. We're going to get into some of this Trey Deuce, y'all, right now.
And when we come back,
Hello?
It's Trey Deuce, man. What they do with your car?
Shit, what's happening, my man?
No much, man. Down here, you know what I'm saying? Searching for this deal.
Greg White, BMG Music Publishing.
Okay.
Where you coming from?
Man, I'm coming from the dub.
Straight from the dub. I'm straight from the dub. something. Check the bitch. I give a fuck what you think. I ain't turning shit. Slap a bitch for the right call. A rip on broad, don't no pause. Watch me like them jaws. Spit it full, bitch. Same old lip, same old pill. Matter of fact, same old gang. Extra clip. Bring it to these niggas raw. Left jab, right hook with the box. Spit that ass in the jaw. What you saw ain't seen shit. I'm getting lit in the air, bitch. Watch a nigga check the bitch. Hey, heard it through the grapevine. Train was raising hell. Not only all these beats, but all these species. Well, yeah. You can feel it or love it. You can love it or leave it. But I'ma scream it while I'm living till I die. Stop breathing. Ain't no sleeping in no shame, cuz I'm screaming, fuck that bitch. And a nigga with a hot slug.
I'm straight from the tub. 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 I'm straight from the tub.
Yeah, that money was the second blow. The first blow wasn't for a nigga's hell. With that beat up a nose to show. Me and Rich One, living like a hustle. Now I've been in the game ever since, building muscle. Niggas wanna tussle, bring the pain. It's in my veins. Country boy with that dirty grinding slang. From the bottom of 75, hopped off on 16. Nigga back in high, drop balls like 16. Hollow pork in the fucking clip. Nigga slip, unload on my foes and dead deal. Keep my grip like flies, nigga, I'm tight as death. These cats wanna try, nigga, I'm bad for your health. Go step, you can't see me in a pipe dream. And if you did what you seen, ain't really what it seems. What it mean in this game, cause I'm the realest nigga since the last. I give a fuck with the wolf, I'm coming.
Straight from the tub, I'm straight from the tub. I'm straight from the tub, I'm straight from the tub.
I'm coming here,
I'm straight from the tub. I'm straight from the tub.
Hey, Dublin, Georgia, what the deal is? Can you feel this? Tell about me, partner, cause this is where the real is. Ain't no love for no small town bum. Ain't no love till a nigga come and earn some. So here I go. Where did you get it? I spit my best. If you niggas with it, split it, I will invest. Checkmate like a chess game. I'm a fun, a song for fun, yeah, nigga. I'm that bitch chain. Dirty, grindy, slank with it. The game stay fitted. My fame ain't hit it when I'm in your fucking city. Got this bitch shaking ass in the titties. But if it ain't by bread, cuz I show no pity. So here I go, slow my profile. To stay wild and smile. Got these niggas hate changing the style. But for me, this is how I go. I spit it, dirty, grind, slank with it till I die. Nigga, you ain't know I'm coming. Even if you get locked up, nigga, you still better get some man. Shit, send a kite spot for something to eat off your herb. You tell them I'm all nigga, you don't mind us. Straight dudes, mind up. That's how it's going down, you know. Help some G's out with that shit. You know, I got your little shit with me. Always, show me, always. I'm in rock. I'm in rock.
Back, that's a little cut right there, which, you know, it's kind of like tight, man. You know, I ain't heard that before. Yeah, man, you know, yeah. So I figured to kick this show off, man, you know, I tell all the people a little something about the God. Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting these inbox messages and, you know, DMs and all this different stuff, man. People been asking questions, man. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not a rapper. I'm not a singer. You know what I'm saying? I don't write music. I'm not in the streets. You know what I'm saying? As they say in the music industry. You know, I'm just a regular cat, man. You know what I'm saying? My profession is that of a tattoo artist. You know what I'm saying? Being an artistic person, you know, I know what music and art and expression is supposed to be like. So that being said, you know what I'm saying? I fell into this, you know, radio host thing, you know, supporting a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? And through that was offered the opportunity to, you know, to do it on my own. So, you know, here I am, you know, doing my own show. You know, it's kind of like, you know, explicit content. You know, it covers a variety of things. It's not necessarily on the, you know, get butt naked and talk about sex and all of that all the time. Everything is explicit content. You know what I'm saying? The most controversial thing to be in America nowadays is being a Christian. So that's explicit content. You know what I'm saying? All right. Just started doing that, you know, started doing my little blog thing. I'm going to express myself. I see it's a lot of things lacking, you know, out there. A lot of people not talking about a lot of things, you know what I mean? We spend too much time focused on and worrying about, you know, what Jay-Z and Beyonce doing or what Lil Wayne doing, what he getting high off of and all that. You know, we done lost focus of natural leaders in our community and start focusing on what the celebrities and the hip-hop moguls and wannabe moguls and the fake-it-till-you-make-it people is doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing we're going to be talking about over here, you know. We're going to be keeping it clean and uncut. This is the bullshit-free zone. So when you come through here, you know, be about what you talk about. You know, because I ain't got no problem putting that ass on blast. You know, and I just found out that Tumblr got an audio section. So if you say some shit that ain't true in the interview, come, they talk about it, man, and add the audio evidence to substantiate what I'm saying. But you can't get around that. I'm going to be like TMZ on that ass over here. Here's the footage. you know, anything else you're curious about the gods, you know, call into the show and ask me yourself. Or check me out over there at ask/FM and ask, hey, Rukuti Reborn, anything. You know, but Tweety B, how you get no fire? Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a casual show. You know, I've got my shoes off. I'm chilling. You know, I'm at home. Yeah. That's where I live at. You know, so everything is gonna be, you know. Yeah, what's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nobody else here. You know, I might as well conduct the interview with you know, the first lady of Tweety B Central, you know, ask you what you up to, what's your vision?
Well, you basically know everything that's going on. We talk a lot about the show and new ideas and stuff for the show. We basically try to get the format together and get all of the DJs on one accord about show times and everything. Like, we're behind. We're supposed to be starting at the beginning part of September, but some things come up and, you know, things happen, personal things, and you just have to work around it and go on. So we're looking forward to getting started with all of our shows over here on Tweety Bird Central. And we're going to give y'all a long list of where you can go every day and hear somebody on the air over here on Tweety Bird Central. So going to be getting that information to you via Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, anything like that that you guys are on and are following us at. You will be notified of the changes and the times of the shows. So that's what I've been doing, trying to get everything organized and together.
Okay, boss lady, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But, like I said, man, you know, we're going to try to keep things interesting over here, you know what I'm saying? We're hoping that a few of our Blog Talk affiliates, you know, slide through, you know, we can get some networking going, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be expecting, you know, my boy, Get Chronicles to be sliding through from time to time, Slim and the rest of the gang over there, Grind Hard, as well as a few other people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, we can talk to to Ruler T over there for Live by Terrence, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no love lost, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you make lateral movements. It's not a step forward, step back, step over. It's a step. You know, everybody got to do what they got to do to be best for them, you know. Other than that, man, I think I'll get into, you know, some topics about some current events or something going on, you know. Everybody panicking about situation over here in Syria and, you know, what the president is going to do or not do, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, there's two sides to it, and so I'm going to drop both of them for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the standpoint of an American president, you have to view things in this fashion. America puts themselves out there as the protectors of the universe, as the moral guideline by which every other person on the planet should follow and live by. And so therefore, the choice between acting and not acting in a country that is so close to, you know, their staunchest ally, which is Israel, is kind of a mistake. It's kind of like a win-lose situation. Besides that, you know, America has always said that they would not stand by and allow weapons of mass destruction, chemical warfare, what have you, to be used on any citizen of the planet Earth. And so he's in the catch-22. And acting or not acting is not really his choice. Now, from the other standpoint, you have to look at it like, man, every country in the world is not ready for democracy. Every country in the world does not base their society on capitalism. Everything is not about the almighty dollar. And so, therefore, you have to look at things as if some things are some people's business. I may not beat my child, but I can't come knocking on Mr. Johnson, though, and tell Mr. Johnson not to beat his child. Because at the end of the day, Mr. Johnson gonna run his household, you know. And we see that throughout the history, some cultures are naturally more successful when they relinquish control of their day-to-day lives and simply follow what the law and the dictator or the king or the chieftain or whoever decides it is. And it's a simple matter as that. So, I mean, you know, we up in the air about that. You know, war once again is looming for, you know, the troops of the United States military forces. So we're going to see how that turns out. You know, we're going to keep you up to date on that. And I'm going to be letting you get a taste of how I feel about it. And, you know, we'll be having my opinions on both sides. You won't know which opinion exactly is mine because we're not trying to sway nobody on how they feel about what they feel. You know, I'm going to just report it as it is. You know, but that said, man, we're going to try to get into some more music. What you got over there in the queue?
Okay, we're going to play some of this Go Hard SOMG number one fan. And we'll be back with more explicit content. You guys, hang on tight.
Oh, bye, oh, bye.
I don't understand why you met your man when you look up in the stand.
That's what I represent.
Uh-huh.
What's that? Fanatic.
Okay.
Everybody in this club flashing money for some love, but I approach you with respect because you got it. So tell me your desires, materialistic or small things to get you higher. I don't mean to come off biased. My perception start changing when I got closer to your body. I want to hit the lobby, flee this club without my posse. Hold up,
yeah.
See, you ain't got me thinking right,
uh-uh.
But in another sense, that seems kinda nice. Yeah, the night is young,
uh-huh.
Way younger than us,
uh-huh.
Beautiful girl, you deserve to live it up.
Why am I your man?
That's what I represent. What's that? Fanatic.
Okay.
Now since I sit and stare for you, just wait for me to enter. Make you quiver like a blizzard when the jacket. Your efforts keep me humble. I space out with my clique. And you don't ever trip. That's why I treat you like this shit. Now together we make perfect. Come together like my verses. Follow orders, I coerce it. Till the day we leave our surface. Hold up. See, we ain't gotta die tonight. I touch your soul. Now welcome to the afterlife. I tap my name near you dripping wet. I'm in the stance while you drip sweat.
I don't understand why I'm not your man. When you look up in the stands, I'm your number one fan. Baby girl, you got it. You got it. Baby girl, I want it. I want it. Baby girl, you got it.
Yeah.